upon your unconsolable sadness. And it has an epigraph from Dogen. No creature ever comes short of its own completeness. Un, or is it in? Let it be un, because it is animal, living outside the tent, stalking. Un or in, is it you or I? Un, because it is also just a cloud, and you know it. Which is the fear, the un, or the sadness itself? Sadness, that won't kill you, but the un, to skid into that un and believe it, call that crawl space the world. Maybe that's the only fear worth entertaining, convinced to venture no further contact. I want to split it apart, un-un it of itself. Two letters, mirrored inversions. You say that word and unspring the consoler. Upon this un, I lay this quick reflex, foolish, habitual. Upon this un, I lay this wish for your head in my lap, consoling in degrees, at least with small amusements, what I can muster to make a case for the world. Some facts about mammals. This one lets half its brain sleep at a time. This one makes two kinds of milk, one for the just born, one for the still suckling. Or who even needs so many cells? Listen to this description of a protist and then try to say unconsolable. Some possess a thrashing tail or fine rhythmically beating hairs, while others contain packets of chlorophyll. I could go on. Or let's add a few more cells, and we have the volvox. A hollow sphere where the wall is made up of cells, each with a rhythmically beating hair appearing like a tail. The movement of the hairs is coordinated to move the entire sphere in one direction. Okay, doesn't even that single beating hair kind of cheer you up? Rion asked Yanto, what is the fundamental constant principle? Yanto said, moving. See? See? Or something planetary in scope. Kneel here on this test site soil and here, wildfire and nuclear war, whatever sludge you can point your tired finger to, move your finger away to find grass. Ask it, it's not so bad, is it, being alive? Whispered, did you know? Have you seen? Or little word jokes, Milena, how do you spell D? Until your smile taps with its prospecting hammer the un's rock face. Moraine rent with a small white flower. Slip my hand under the un, find where the un gives. How about some formal puzzles, like on the NSA diagnostic test? The top row of boxes follows a sequence. Which box comes next? Consoling by giving your genius something to do. Among the rarely bored, boredom can be mistaken for sadness. Yes, I know. Picture this object rotated 45 degrees. What color is the side closest to you? But the object is missing. It is sometimes. But what about when it's there? What happens if you let it be there? Be subject. We could try some yogic breathing. That should do it. V at breakfast. I wanted to get you breathing again. Again, I see myself wanting to make you see. You or I. Until you pull the un over your head like an old sweater. Or take the un into you. As the nudibranch swallows poison and turns it into color. Take your entire height into the un. Let the letters roll off you until you can breathe again. Let the un storm surge your slopes. Let it uproot burned manzanita. Let it all crash the guide walls. Who is being consoled? And now? Now what's happening? And now, consolation sloshing back onto the consoler. And now, hydrophobic soil fork scored to receive some of it. There is nothing that can't be consoled, even if the last consolation registered is death, which asks nothing of us, only that we're here for it. Not this shed burned to the ground, not this melted lawn chair, its webbing one solid mass. In, let it be un. I want some animal left in you. Like when you said simply about my complaint of quaking, well, it's primal, the fear of death. The person who, when asked to name a fear, holds out this, actually, I don't have any. Lodging the sofa in front of the door. I would never entrust a burning building, my body, to such a person. But when you said unfurling each finger, as in Ramachandran's mirror box, opening to flat relief the good hand, my clenched phantom fist could not help but open too, finally, when the good arm is doubled and lets the brain see what relief would look like. On a rainy morning, walking east on Bleecker, I held out my arm for a cab downtown to see Mark, disappointed at everyone dying, convinced of that. But what about this rain, how it sheets down the window, suggesting to the glass a way to yield without shattering, how a small surf crests on it? And what am I to make of this cab driver, his sudden kindness, his swiftness pulling over to me? Come in out of that rain. All that only made matters worse, because I couldn't make sense of my forsakenness and the relentless kindness. How I felt one room over from it all, could hear it through the wall but not be part of it. And I sat in Mark's office, and even before his, how do you say, beautiful face, I could still say, I feel inconsolable. Inconsolable, you do? Even to hear him repeat the word consoled me, and I couldn't offer you even this. When you said un, I stood there silently, though everything in me felt called toward this consolation, leaning into it. Neither could I just receive it without wanting to swoop onto it. As how whenever I see you, I can't speak, and so I speak too much. Or I want to strike the bell with too much force, and so barely touch it.